وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. Previously, we talked about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes extends the limitation of prohibition. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibits something, but does not restrict the prohibition to the act itself. Rather, He extends the prohibition to its prerequisites as well. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislates so is to prevent us from getting close to the sin itself, because the sin is so grave and it has huge number of disadvantages. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to keep ourselves in notable distance with the sin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extends the area of prohibition, because as we said in an analogy, that sometimes you have a building, but the building has an area around that, surrounding area, that the whole construction, the whole building along with its yard, with its area, altogether are restricted zone. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His Sharia, sometimes forbids us from participating specific gatherings, parties, meetings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, certainly He has sent down to you in the book that when you hear Allah's signs being disbelieved and derided, do not sit with them until they engage in some other discourse, or else you will be like them. إِنَّكُمْ إِذًا مِثْلُهُمْ. And then says, indeed Allah will gather the hypocrites and the faithless in hell altogether. This is a very thoughtful verse in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you see some people, they got together, they are making fun of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is a sin, to make fun of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's prohibited. If you participate such session, you cannot make this excuse that, oh my Lord, I haven't mentioned anything about your signs. I just participated. I just looked at them. I just listened to them. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when you participate in such occasion, in such session, gradually you will get accustomed to the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being disbelieved and being derided. So, while you apparently are faithful, but since you do not act upon your faith, do not act accordingly, because acting upon the faith means to protect your beliefs from being derided. You participate in such session, you let them to talk about your beliefs, about your religion, about the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You kept quiet, you didn't defend, you didn't react to them. And sometimes it's a shame that sometimes we smile at them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are disbelievers, they are infidels because they do not believe in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you are hypocrite. Why am I a hypocrite? Because you say that you are faithful, but you didn't act accordingly. You didn't defend the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, Allah says that you are along with them in the hellfire. So give it a thought. I will get back after a short break. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ya muslimin sallu alayhi صلوا على يا مؤمنين صلوا على Welcome back, my dear audience, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. We talked about this thoughtful verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you hear Allah's signs being disbelieved and derided, do not sit with them until they engage in some other discourse, or else you will be like them. But I said that you will be hypocrite and they will be faithless. So Allah says that, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَامِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the hypocrites and the faithless in hell altogether. That is very noticeable. We have to think about that. So, what made me munafiq? The fact that I have participated a session in which a sin is being committed, even by the others. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again says in chapter An'am, verse 68, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ When you see those who gossip impiously about our signs, avoid them until they engage in some other discourse. So that is very important. Sometimes some people ask us that why is it forbidden to sit at a specific table in which the wine is served? I do not drink wine. Even though I sit there, I do not drink. I just sit. But the table is set with wine. Is it prohibited? Yes. Why? For the same reason. Because when you sit at such table, gradually drinking wine will be a little bit easier in your heart. Because at the beginning, you have a taboo in your mind about wine that, okay, that is a very grave sin. I'm not going to do it at all. But for the first time, second time, third, fourth, fifth, 10th, 20th, after a while, when you face different people, your friends, your colleagues, your roommates, the students in your university, here and there in different occasions, you see that, okay, they are drinking and you are participating at the same table. You don't drink though. Gradually, the devil will ease the issue within your heart. Okay. Drinking for one time, a little bit of a glass, that is then a big deal. And then for the second time, and then, so you see, this is one of the techniques of the devil, how to attract us to the sins. He attracts us to the sessions in which other people are committing sins, and then we will fall. Inshallah, I will continue this issue because the issue is very significant in the next episode as well. Thank you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Beside me, I'll be
standing on my